Chapter 37. Ceiling, and looked at the clerk, and even looked at me, before beginning to reply in a nervous manner. We've dressed him up like when my guardian blustered out. What? You will you? Spoony, added the clerk again, with another stir. After some helpless casting about, Mike brightened and began again. He is dressed like a spectable pieman, a sort of a pastry cook. Is he here? Asked my guardian. I left him, said Mike, a settin' on some doorsteps round the corner. Take him past that window, and let me see him. The window indicated was the office window. We all three went to it, behind the wire blind, and presently saw the client go by in an accidental manner, with a murderous-looking tall individual, in a short suit of white linen and a paper cap. This guileless confectioner was not by any means sober, and had a black eye in the green stage of recovery, which was painted over. Tell him to take his witness away directly, said my guardian to the clerk, in extreme disgust, and ask him what he means by bringing such a fellow as that. My guardian then took me into his own room, and while he lunched, standing from a sandwich box and a pocket flask of sherry, he seemed to bully his very sandwich as he ate it, informed me what arrangements he had made for me. I was to go to Barnard's Inn, to young Mr. Pocket's rooms, where a bed had been sent in for my accommodation. I was to remain with young Mr. Pocket until Monday. On Monday I was to go with him to his father's house on a visit, that I might try how I liked it. Also, I was told what my allowance was to be. It was a very liberal one, and had handed to me from one of my guardian's drawers the cards of certain tradesmen with whom I was to deal for all kinds of clothes, and such other things as I could in reason want. You will find your credit good, Mr. Pip, said my guardian, whose flask of sherry smelled like a whole cask full, as he hastily refreshed himself. But I shall by this means be able to check your bills, and to pull you up, if I find you outrunning the constable. Of course you'll go wrong somehow, but that's no fault of mine. After I had pondered a little over this encouraging sentiment, I asked Mr. Jaggers if I could send for a coach. He said it was not worthwhile, I was so near my destination. Wemmick should walk round with me, if I pleased. I then found that Wemmick was the clerk in the next room. Another clerk was rung down from upstairs to take his place, while he was out, and I accompanied him into the street, after shaking hands with my guardian. We found a new set of people lingering outside, but Wemmick made a way among them, by saying coolly yet decisively, I tell you it's no use, he won't have a word to say to one of you. And we soon got clear of them, and went on side by side. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.